Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, Small Business Advocate. com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our new friend, Amy Showalter. She is the author of The Underdog Edge, How Ordinary People Change the Minds of the Powerful and Live to Tell About It. Amy, tell us how we can find you online and how can we find your book.
Well, terrific. You can find us online at showaltergroup.com. Also, the book's website is underdogedge.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Amy Showalter. And you can buy the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores as well.
Right. So check it out, folks. It's outstanding. And I'll tell you, you'll learn an awful lot about how to maximize and take advantage of the fact that you're an underdog. Now, to me, Amy, an underdog doesn't mean that you whine. It doesn't mean that you poor mouth. An underdog means that, to me, if I'm going to be a successful underdog, it means that I feel justified in being where I am. I feel justified in asking somebody for the business, but I don't apologize, and I'm not embarrassed by the fact that I'm not as big as the company I'm asking to do business with, that I'm not as powerful as they are, that I'm a little bitty company. I'm not embarrassed about that. In fact, I'm kind of proud of that, and I use that to my advantage. What do you think?
Well, yes, it is an advantage in the marketplace. It really is. Researchers at Harvard have just found that consumer products are now being marketed more and more with an underdog biography, and that's very appealing to folks to say that, you know, I helped this company and they've got a fantastic story. And you can even, as you get bigger, get to be a mid-sized company, you can still ethically engage the underdog edge as a company by emphasizing your biography. I mean, let's look at Oprah Winfrey. She has got more money than most Eastern European countries, but nevertheless, she has an underdog biography because she started out with nothing. And people, that's appealing to people. They can relate to that. Right. So it is an advantage, and we really like to, especially in recessionary times, we like to help the folks who are trying hard because we always view underdogs. This is a thing. I mean, think about your listeners here. I'm talking to you directly, listeners, as small business owners. We always look at you as trying harder, being more gritty, being more moral than the big guys, right?
Remember the Avis commercial from about 20 years ago? We're number two. We're number two. We try harder. How about that? I like that. That's a great commercial.
Yes, exactly. They're admitting it, and people like that. You look at Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines is the largest domestic carrier now, but they were the gritty underdog. They had numerous lawsuits to even be allowed to fly, but they have kept that underdog biography, and they still continue to do things differently, just like you do, Jim, with your services that you provide. You'd use unconventional tactics to get ahead, and good small businesses and good underdogs have to be unconventional. You cannot use the same tactics as the big dogs you are competing. So
but none of this works.
Tactics is huge.
None of this works if you don't believe that you're justified in asking for the business and being there. If you can't pull this off. If you appear in any way to be like a victim, you have to say, you know what? I'm as capable as you are. I'm just smaller.
Exactly. Because the first sale, as I always say, the first sale is to yourself. You've got to look in the mirror and quote the fee, quote the price to the customer, and be comfortable with that yourself. If you don't believe it yourself, it's not going to come through to anyone else. You cannot fake it. And what you have to remember is when you're working with these big companies, or you're selling to big companies, you want to partner with big companies, remember, they spend a lot of time with people. We all do, but they really do. These powerful people, they spend their whole day listening and talking to people. So as they told me, I interviewed these people for my book, and they said, Amy, we are so good at reading people. We see people all the time. We have a pretty good BS detector, okay? We know when someone's honest or not. We know whether they believe in themselves or not. So the more time that they spend with people, the more they can read you. That's why that first impression, that out-of-the-gate impression you make is so critical, because they're going to know, do you believe yourself? Have you sold yourself before you try to sell me?
I love the David and Goliath examples that you have in your book. That is such an appropriate story.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I love the way you wove that in there. And that's the way this is, except that we're not trying to slay the Goliath folks. We're trying to slay the resistance that they might have for us. That's what we're slaying, right?
Right, yes. I mean, your job is to help them realize that you can provide the same or better services. I mean, there are so many advantages to being small. Number one, you're extremely nimble. Number two, you can sign non-disclosure conflict of interest things on the spot quickly. It doesn't have to go through a committee and other people. So we have to remember there are a lot of good things about it. And let's not forget that Google, in one of their corporate mission statements in their offices in Germany, we spied one of their corporate values that said, think and act like an underdog. Think and act like an underdog. That's from Google. So if it's good enough for them to take that mentality, it's good enough for us.
Amy, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is to simply be proud of the mantle, be proud of the underdog mantle, and realize that powerful people have an innate desire to help you, because many of them feel guilty about what they've got and why they have it, fair or unfair, and they want to help you because it makes them feel better. It makes all of us feel great to root for the underdog, because it's about the transference of possibility. It reminds us of what's possible for us, and we're all rooting for the underdog.
And don't underestimate the fact that you might be able to do something that they can't do. Never forget that, folks. Amy, give us the website quickly one more time.
It's underdogedge.com and on Twitter at Amy Showalter.
And the book is called The Underdog Edge. Amy, come back another day, will you?
I would love to.
We'll have you back real soon. Amy Showalter, ladies and gentlemen. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.